Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ageless Listens with Brenda Pierce. You've come to the right place for candid conversations, inspiration, and empowerment. Join me with my very special guests as we bring you media that matters on the Divas That Care Network. For more about the Divas and to listen to various podcasts, visit www.divasthatcare.com. Now let's get on with the show.
And welcome. It's Ageless Blessings Radio with Brenda Pierce. I'm the empowered nurse here to triage body, mind, and spirit with my amazing guests. And today's guest is my very special friend, Teresa Sims, who's also a host on the Divas Network. Teresa overcame a life of an outcast child and divorced mom to come fully into her beingness as an adult, overcoming PTSD, abuse, trauma, divorce, and to overcome the secrets of generations past. It was when she began to sift through the lies that had defined her life that she discovered the truth. Writing her story in her book, A Century of Secrets, helped to boldly put the pieces together to discover wholeness and truth and balance for the very first time in her life. She now is a life coach who helps people overcome their past traumas to live more fully in the present. And so grab a cup of herbal tea, water, whatever your beverage of choice is, and join me now as I welcome Teresa Sims. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Brenda. I'm so excited we got to do this today. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And I want to give you a special thank you for, introducing me to the Divas That Care Network. And as such, I'm privileged to have you as a guest on my show. And so thankful that we are friends. It's been a wonderful collaborative experience, hasn't it?
It has been, and I was. That's why I wanted you to be part of Divas That Care. I thought it was really perfect timing for you to come on board with the Divas, because it's a great community that Candace Gish has created, and it's an outlet for all of us to share our knowledge, wisdom, and guidance with the world.
Absolutely. And this is the thing is podcasting is such a beautiful media, because anybody can do this and everyone has a story and everyone has a message. And the more that we add our voices to the cosmic conversation, the better and richer the world is, isn't it?
Oh, I would totally agree. And that's why I started doing my podcast, Powering Through Life, because I felt that it was time to give back. And, you know, like you say, everyone has a story. Everyone has gone through something, some kind of a challenge in their life. And it's nice to be able to share that wisdom and knowledge and experience and then, you know, offer up tools and tips that help someone else, because you know, whatever that story is may resonate with one person that really needs to hear that message.
That's right. And it just is, you know, this is the thing. If one person benefits from what we are putting out there, the world is, you know, our mission is complete, right?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. For sure. And, you know, yeah. Getting back to the friends aspect, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, a lot of people maybe don't know that our friendship stems back to our grandmothers. And they were best friends. And your mom and my family were best friends. And now we're great friends. So, you know what? It's a bond, a complete bond. And now we're doing, you know, collaborative work. And that's fantastic. I love it.
I love it, too. Yes. And, thank you. A shout out to our generations past, because our generations in the past are, what define us. And, it's interesting, Teresa, because I've taught sociology courses and personal development courses in the past to college-level kids. And so many kids today, because of mixed marriages and mixed cultures, don't really even know their grandparents well or who are they. So, you know, when people feel adrift or don't understand what their background is or what it is that, you know, are some of the behind-the-scenes things, it can really cause a lot of trauma, can it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the foundation is where we all come from, and knowing that foundation, and hopefully it's a true, honest, real foundation, will give the children you know, that are growing up through that, a solid background, a solid place to grow from. And, you know, I look at my husband's family who never talked about their family, their generations previous or, you know, current. And my husband now at 60 years old is learning things about his mom and dad's life and his grandparents' life. And yeah, you know, better late than never, but I mean, you know, they never were encouraged to ask questions, which I found kind of interesting because I grew up with both sets of grandparents and, you know, all that in the same town, which he didn't. But that's the difference, right? The difference.
Yeah.
I knew,
yeah,
or at least I thought I knew what the truth was, and, you know, he just never asked. But I'm inquisitive, and I like to ask questions. Or as I've been described by someone as a detective, a history detective.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, right? Because if one little thing doesn't fit, then it just leads to wanting to figure out why is it that way. And you know, your detective work has really gone into some deep, deep myriad back alleys. And, you know, and even though you and I both had similar parents and grandparents that knew each other, you know, and that established a strong base of what reality was. It's when you discovered in all these different things that did not add up that really led to some really serious detective work. And, you know, and I have to give you so much, you know, endorsement here for the courage it took to go into your secrets of the past to, you know, come up with the book A Century of Secrets, because that has led to a whole lot of new truths, right?
Absolutely, and thank you for that, Brenda. The book, it started out years ago, and I always wanted to be a writer but couldn't figure out how to do it. But I think it was during my first marriage, I tried a couple times, and it just didn't work, and I put it aside. And then I did some poetry, and that was okay. But, you know, it was just more for self. And after my car accident in 2007, it was like having a massive awakening because, you know, the near-death experience really shocks you to the core. Absolutely shocks a person to the core. I've never been so terrified in my life. But at the same time, I knew I was protected by a higher purpose, a higher being, whatever you want to consider it. I call it God, and because that's my upbringing. And I knew I was being protected for a purpose because I didn't die. And that's the second or third time in my life I have faced death and come out on the other side of it. And, you know, knowing that I needed to write the story, and I thought it was about my grandmother's life only. And that was my closed-in mind, thinking that it was just about one person. And it truly wasn't. It's about multiple generations and how, you know, way back in the beginning, 1911, stories and secrets were hidden, and then lies manifested out of that. And it still went to today. So, you know, all these years later, if I hadn't done the detective work, I wouldn't know half of what I know now. And it's been a massive relief. It's been a major understanding that's come through my life. And lots of trauma involved in it, too, and lots of tears and confusion and all that other stuff that goes along with it. But it's been a massive relief for me. So...
It really has, you know, knowing you and knowing the story and having various parts of our intertwining lives, you know, be a part of the story and the discovery. You know, it really, really hits home more to me, you know, about the magnitude of what this has done for you. And yes, you know, it's amazing when you have these near-death experiences, and I've had a couple too, and... Know, that really drive home what life is really all about, what the meaning of life is, what our mission is, and things start to fall into place in a beautiful new symbiotic rhythm. And when you are, and I know this myself, when you're writing chapters or writing stories and writing books, it's often said that when you put the pen to the paper, never expect your life to be the same again when you're finished your last prologue word at the end, because so many people experience a lot of new openings and new experiences during the discovery of the actual writing process. And so, you know, for you to come through this, and I remember when you first started writing this particular end project, how things really twisted and turned in the midst of it all. And, you know, and it is divine interception, I think, to help you to really, you know, if you put the mission out to the universe provides. So, you know, it has provided you with some answers that you had really needed. And the thing is, though, the journey of this book for the reader is quite an exhilarating, mystery novel, basically, as it unravels and the pieces fall into place. So it is such a great read that it's actually won how many awards now? Three different major awards. And
yes, three awards.
You know, I
want
to congratulate you for sure on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, it's won International Reader's Favorites Contest 3 years in a row. The first 2 years were in the relationship category, and this year it won in a motivational category. So totally different avenue. But, I really want to thank you because you've been on this journey with me from the beginning, and you know what I've gone through, how challenging it's been, and we've shared the details of everything quite openly, and it's not just affected me and my family, but it's affected you and your family as well, because they're all intertwined, right? And, and hopefully, you know, everyone can find some peace. There are those that won't and those that deny, and that's okay. That's their choice, and I have no control over that. But I know in writing and people reading my book that there's been a lot of healing from the people from my hometown who have experienced something that I went through as well from the same individual. So there's been a lot of healing that's come through it. A lot of people have opened up and shared with me what they felt and how my work has affected them, how they have shared similar situations and gone through their own healing process, which is why I wrote the book in the first place. It's all about healing and growing.
It is. It is. And the thing is, the more you read the book, it's not one of these books you read once and put down, because of the magnitude of the healing on so many different levels. You know, this is why it's won this Motivation Award, because I think, you know, I think it has a greater depth to it than what people are experiencing with a superficial read. So even though it's your story, you are impacting so many people, PTSD and trauma and sexual assault and divorce and all the different things that so many people are reflectively going through these days. So, you know, yeah, so I think this is actually the best award you could have ever gotten, is this Motivation Award.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, you know, the other aspect of the book is also elder care, which is a real prominent situation in these days because, you know, with the aging baby boomer population, a lot of people are responsible for their elders. And I went through that with my grandmother. And, you know, that is a challenge in life that I think everyone needs to experience at least once.
Absolutely. You know, and as a nurse, it's different because at the end of the shift, I can walk away, right? But when you have your own family members who are, you know, my mom right now is in just post-op recovery of a knee replacement. So I'm doing that dual duty. So I go to work and then I come home and I'm taking care of her as well and trying to maintain that balance, which is really something that a lot of people need to find at any age and any stage, especially in this transgenerational life that we are living in. So this is why I thought this would be a great topic for us, is to talk about life balance, because so many people are looking for that as well. So, you know, and you haven't written about it, I would love for you to share some tips that you have to offer from your coaching and your experience here for the audience on achieving balance.
Mm-hmm. That's a great topic. And, you know, I realize that at this point in my life, like I'm 59, and I am just in the process of finding the balance in my life. And this is the piece that was missing for me all my life. Raising my kids, you know, being married, working on a farm, having my grandmother live with us while we were on the farm and I was raising my children. And, you know, she was, you know, she passed away at 91, and, you know, so she was with us from the age of 80 on here and there. You know, she would feel guilty and then go into a nursing home and then come back with us. And, you know, it was such a balance, but I did not face it well, and I recognize that now because I was just running on empty trying to make everyone else stay at their level of energy and going, you know, the kids off to high school and school and, you know, the husband working and making meals and doing all the farm work and canning and, you know, looking after my grandmother, taking her to appointments. I was never even on the list. And yet I had injuries from childhood that, you know, I should have been paying attention to but didn't. I just didn't think I qualified to be on the list. But now, you know, going through the car accident and all the injuries that I have associated with that, which will be lifelong, I recognize the fact that if I can't be present for myself and I can't take care of myself emotionally, physically, and mentally, I can't do anything for anyone else. And I will not be affected.
It's a rude awakening, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know what, Brenda? It's the hardest thing for me, after all these years, to put into action. But little steps get you there, you know, having patience with yourself, creating action plans, goals, whatever you want to call them, but an action plan. So today I'm going to take a step where I'm going to do, after our call is done, I'm going to look after my dog who had surgery yesterday, and then I'm going to go do some Tai Chi at home. I'm going to do some stretching, active stretching, and then I'm going to take the other dog for a nice walk out in nature, which not only helps him, but helps me at the same time. So it's about finding what regenerates you, keeps you going in that physical, mental, emotional, psychological balance. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. But I love how the very first thing was put yourself on the map. Make yourself important in your own life. You know, stop diluting yourself in all the different avenues, and then actually, you know, do some things that create some goals. So those are two really, really key elements to achieving balance. And I love definitely taking that time and allowing yourself to be out in nature. You know, try to get your feet on the grass and do some grounding and just smell the fresh air and hear the birds. We're in a beautiful time of the year right now, and the seasons are changing, and you know, and so just really look for the little things around you and really notice them, right?
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, what my flower beds are like in my backyard, and that's why I grow flowers like that, because all I have to do is step out into my backyard and see the beauty that Mother Nature gives, and something that my husband and I have created together, you know, with the multiple blooming flowers and, you know, the changing of the leaves, and all of it is just incredible, and it just rejuvenates me. And, you know, I was thinking, as you know, how people have the wheel of health, you know, so you have yourself as the center hub of the bicycle tire, for example, since I was a cyclist, we'll use that. You're in the center, and everything else that you need, like husband, mother, you know, elder care, appointments, clients, whatever you want to put around that, are the people or things that you need to take care of. But you need to focus on you first, foremost, and always first. Because, like I say, if you can't take care of yourself, You can't help anyone else. And as part of that, you know, what I've done recently is to reach out for help from a trusted source. And, you know, friends are awesome. Friends do help. They offer support. But what I've learned in a lot of cases and from studying a lot of different aspects of psychology and coaching and NLP is that, you know, they don't always have skills and the knowledge that a professional does.
Right.
So, you know, there's always room for a professional therapist, counselor, whatever you want to call it, whatever that looks like for the individual. Make that part of your resources, because that is really key. I mean, every therapist has a therapist. They need that as well. So, and it's not, you know, reaching out to someone for help is not a sign of weakness as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a massive sign of strength. And it's a willingness to change. And that's what, you know, the course I just did on motivational interviewing is all about, is change talk, action plans to change a behavior, a pattern, a lifestyle. So
that's beautiful, and it's true, because the thing is, yes, it does, you know, it's easy for us to go into our corner and lick our wounds and box ourselves in, and, you know, but it's really important to reach out, because that other person can really raise you to a different level of beingness or thinking, or even, you know, watch how you're talking. What are your words like? And, you know, and there is a scale of consciousness that Dr. David Hawkins created. And basically, every emotion, there's 1,000 different emotions he was able to calibrate in order of their ranking on the scale of consciousness. And just somebody who can help to raise you to that next notch can change your whole outlook, your whole purview, and a skilled therapist or somebody who you can reach out to professionally has those skills to be able to assess where you're at and raise you to a new level, and then evaluate where you're at. And that can be your own self-evaluation, but, you know, having somebody else who has that exterior, non-judgmental ability to really reflect back to you where you're at and help you is really awesome. So good for you.
And I think it's a non-biased judgment as well. Not judgment, but it's a non-biased call that the professional can make. Whereas a friend would be, oh, you're okay, let me help, you know. In support of the friend, they're trying to be as helpful as they possibly can, but they don't have the background sometimes to be able to help, you know, effectively. So that's why I think, you know, professionals are the way to go. And, you know, I've just recently worked with a client that we got as far as we could, and I recognized the fact that what she needed was beyond what I was able to give. So I referred her on. And I have no problem doing that, because I acknowledge the fact that I wasn't able to provide what my client needed. So I share the wealth, I share the experience, and I share the wisdom of the people that I've associated with. And I think that's a great thing to be able to do, is to know when you've reached your limit. And that doesn't mean that's going to stop me, because I will continue to learn to be able to help clients and help the people that I work with. So share the wealth. I think it's important. There are enough people out there that are crying out for help. And, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's a matter of connecting with the right person that you trust and that can help you and guide you and bring you to the new you in life, which is ultimately what's important.
Awesome. Well, and that's maturity in your own coaching business, is to, you know, some people, when we first get started, we want everyone and we think we can help everyone, but it's a sign of maturity when you have the confidence to refer somebody on, and that sets a professional head and shoulders above the person who's just trying to make a living at this. You know, good for you, and better for the client. You know, this is
I would
what
agree.
It's all about.
I would agree, Brenda, because I recognize the fact that, you know, I am not completely equipped to help in certain areas, and I don't want to take on that expert role when I am really not in that position. For me, it's all about the client getting what they need to be able to grow. And if that's not me, that's okay. It's someone else can help them. So, you know, I have that. That's in my toolbox, you know, of counselors, therapists, whoever may be necessary. And I will share honestly and openly. So, yeah, that's the way I work anyway.
Yeah, well, thank goodness. And, you know, and that just adds to the integrity of what you're doing. So, you know, it's been, you know, a century of secrets and a decade of truth. And, you know, and celebrating with you the fact that you have gotten through all this massive detective work to find out your true brother, and which is a real blessing. And more wonderful things are coming, opening up, because you dared to open the box and to discover the, you know, the healing that you needed personally, and really help to enrich your life to help others in a beautiful, new, and exciting way, so that their past traumas don't have to affect their future. And that's a liberating thing for people to understand, that it's not necessarily where you're coming from, but it's where you're going. But if you're carrying too much baggage, it's time to learn how to let it go and really live at peace at any age, and it, with balance at any age, because it is possible. And I just want to invite anybody who is listening to this podcast that you can connect with Teresa through her website, www.teresasims.com, TERESASYMS.com, and really find out more about this amazing woman that I'm privileged to call a friend. And if you wish to check out any of the motivational products, services, books, programs that any of my guests have brought forth, please visit tinyurl.com/AB Marketplace, and you'll be able to really connect with some of the most amazing people in the world today who are transforming lives through their gifts. So, Teresa, I really want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking this time in your busy time of your life with Sabine and all that's going on in your world to be with us here on Ageless Blessings and sharing some amazing tips that everyone can really appreciate if they listen and embody them.
Well, thanks, Brenda. It's been a pleasure being here with you. And, you know, I think the main point is to honor yourself and be true to yourself and just, you know, remove any toxicity in your life, because that is so key, because that's what drags you down. And my phrase in my coaching program is, you know, defining your circle of excellence, which is an NLP term, but I also like to say your past does not define your present or your future, because we have the ability to make the choices that we want. We can't change the past, but we can learn from it.
Yes, exactly.
And change and grow. Yeah.
And
so thank you.
Such wise words. Thank you so much. Take care, everyone. And until we see each other again here on Ageless Blessing Radio, remember, you are love and you are loved. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Ageless Blessings with Brenda Pierce. The views and opinions have been those of the participants and are not to be taken as medical advice. For more Ageless Blessings, visit www.facebook.com/AgelessBlessings. Until next time, have a wonderful body, mind, and spirit-filled week.